USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett has taken multiple questions on health care and the Affordable Care Act on day three of her confirmation hearing. She pushed back against Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota's inference that she was nominated in order to take down the ACA.
Well, Senator Klobuchar, I think that the Republicans have kind of made that clear. It's just been part of the public discourse.
Okay, but it just is the answer yes, then, that you were aware of it?
Senator Klobuchar, all these questions, you're suggesting that I have animus or that I cut a deal with the president.
Thousands of California residents are at risk of losing power as high winds and rising temperatures are raising the risk for more wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric says with dry conditions and wind gusts of over 55 miles per hour forecast, it began planning the shutdowns Wednesday as a safety measure to prevent wildfires from being started by down power lines. The utility says power would be restored by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continued talks on Wednesday morning over a new round of coronavirus stimulus. However, a deal is still far from being reached. That's something that should be laid at the feet of the Speaker, according to Trump campaign senior advisor Steve Cortez. He tells The Hill that Speaker Pelosi is looking at negotiations as a political game instead of trying to help the American people.
She sees political calculus here, though. She believes that keeping those people in need, keeping them anxious, is going to win the election for the Democrats. It's really power politics at its worst. The president does want and is strongly advocating for immediate aid to these Americans who still need help.
A judge in Wisconsin has stopped orders from Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers over limiting public gatherings and restaurant and bar capacities. The judge's order temporarily knocks down the governor's limits intended to slow the spread of coronavirus until a court hearing next week when the state's health services secretary will be called to defend the orders in a court hearing. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
An Illinois teen charged with the murder of two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, won't face charges in his home state. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
The Lake County, Illinois State's Attorney's Office says 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse will not face any charges in his home state of Illinois in the killing of two protesters. The gun used in the shooting was purchased, stored, and used in Wisconsin, and there is no evidence the gun was ever physically possessed by Rittenhouse in Illinois. The 17-year-old remains in a juvenile detention center in Lake County without bond due to pending criminal charges in Kenosha. Rittenhouse is due back in Lake County court on October 30th for an extradition hearing.
Popular video website YouTube is banning false and misleading information about coronavirus vaccinations. A company spokesperson says they will remove videos containing information about COVID vaccinations that contradicts expert consensus from local health authorities or the World Health Organization. The site says it's removed over 200,000 videos related to misleading COVID-19 information since February. The move comes a day after Facebook announced a similar ban. And Saturday's college football game between LSU and Florida has been postponed after a COVID-19 outbreak in the Florida program. The Southeastern Conference postponed the game after 18 Gator players tested positive. Florida had shut down football activities on Tuesday after the first handful of positive tests. The game has tentatively been rescheduled for December 12th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.